Can you take an article from the Networker magazine all about connections and relationships and turn it into a content profit kingdom, empire, whatever word you want to use, featuring memberships? We're going to answer that question, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, and all of Peg's guests in just a moment. Everyone, to episode 140 of the Content Profit Show. And I'm Jeff Herring, your host. And I can never say the number of episode without saying thank you, folks, because it's because of y'all, guests like Peg, listeners, viewers like y'all, and all kinds of people that have supported this since day one. So thank you. I appreciate it much. Lots of things going on over in this world. Check your email. There's a Platform and Profit Summit I'm involved. And tomorrow, my interview will go live. And it's the first time I've ever taught about how to do this, what I'm doing right now. So I think there was a link for it in Monday's email, maybe Tuesday's. And I'll send out another one on Friday in plenty of time. All right. So enough about that. Right over here, we've got Peg, my buddy Peg, and she is the message therapist. So, one, welcome to the show, and two, what the heck does the message therapist mean?
Thank you so much, Jeff. The message therapist, I'm a content creator, and I massage the words. So I work with my clients to figure out who their avatar is that they're trying to create. I have a tool in my toolbox called the Bank Methodology, similar to DISC, Myers-Briggs, some of those personality tests. We right. figure out what the personality is of their avatar, and then I use that Bank Methodology to craft the message, similar to the love languages. You want to talk to people the way they like to hear it.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. Put it in their language and all that stuff. That's good stuff. I took some advanced training in hypnosis back in the 90s. And learn so much about the three things I remember the most is in communication is see what I mean, hear what I'm saying. Does that feel good? You know, see, hear, feel all the modalities and get them and everything. You know, if somebody's a visual person like me, then all my words are going to be in visual, right? See what I mean? What's that look like to you? You know, all that kind of stuff. So I love what you're doing there. Now, how did you get in? The Networker magazine.
Invitation. I had apparently impressed the person that runs the Network Marketing magazine. And he asked me, he said, you've been networking for a long time. Why don't you write an article on prospecting? That's our topic for the month of March. And I'll make you the feature contributor and put me on the cover. And the interesting thing, he didn't know when he invited me, I don't like the word prospect.
I like what you talked about in the article, but getting asked to be in that in magazines is a good thing. I mean, you probably had to think about it for a whole second. It's like 1 year back in grad school, a local church called me up and said, we're going, our college and high school groups going on a ski trip. We want you to be the speaker. We'll pay your travel, your hotel, your food, your ski rental and your lift tickets and pay your speaking fee. Are you interested? Well, yeah. You're going to pay me to go skiing. Not much thought needed there. All right. So with all of what you're doing, Peg, what's the dream?
I would love to help entrepreneurs who know that marketing is important, but don't have the time to figure out the algorithms, which platform's the best, to work with them to get their message out in a digital format way to, use the powerful tools that are out there. Like I said, the bank methodology, you and I are both exploring the AI world and how the artificial intelligence can help us be more efficient and productive in our work and those kinds of things. Just help them do the things that don't come naturally to them. You and I are both great wordsmiths and lots of people aren't. So just to help more people get their message out.
I love it. I love it. I love a lot of things about that. It's a good, solid dream. And there's a lot of people that, you know, can be your ideal client. It's a niche that keeps reloading. And Glenn says, episode 140 rocks. Well, thank you, sir. And that reminds me, a special shout out to all of Peg's folks that she's invited from her mastermind. Thank you. And I'm going to give you guys a special invitation at the end. All right. So let's dive in here, Peg, to the content. And we're going to go, let's see, got to do that. And then do this. And watch this, folks. Through the magic of the internet, Peg and I are going to disappear. And you will see that. Oops. I hit the wrong button. Or see all of that and, you know, geez, Jeff. Shall I do that build up again? I mean, it was so good.
It's like manning a spaceship, isn't it?
It is. That should be. Okay, well, we'll start over with the screen sharing. Okay. You that way. Okay, all right. I see what's going on.
Thank you, Glenn, for being here. And I don't know who else is here. Put a comment in the chat so I know you're here.
So let's do that over. Through the magic of internet marketing, even when you mess up, Peg and I are going to disappear and you're going to see her article, the Network Marketing Magazine, March issue, prospecting. Cool. And I like the way you talked about, you know, I don't like the word prospect. And who does, you know, because it ends up with prospecting and, you know, makes people think of, there's Irina, one of your buddies.
Yes.
People,
oh, good.
Think of cold calls and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, oh, Irina, favorite. Happy to have you here.
Lowry is here. Yay.
Oh, good. Lowry. Yay.
And Nancy, look at this. Look at you. Look at you. I may have to make this a requirement of all guests. This is cool. All right. So the thing you break this down into, at least in my mind, tell me if you agree, is connections and relationships. Is that fair?
That's fair. Connections, okay. And relationships. Yes.
Okay. And you've done a lot of the connecting and all of that stuff. That's how I got to know you, being in a similar mastermind. So let's take, how we say we take this. And Heshi says, I put my name in. Is it showing up? Nah, it's not there. Sorry. I
couldn't. Hi, Heshi. Happy you're here.
Is that a he or a she? Heshi.
It's a she. Heshi's a she out of Pennsylvania.
Really? Good to see you. All right. I'm loving this. So let's go look at this rough ascension model for you. Now, in our conversation in the green room, we learned that you have right now two memberships, right?
Right.
Okay. Which is very cool because most people struggle to get to that level. And it's really to me, it's the holy grail of doing this stuff online because people pay you every month, you know, and I've got a separate Google sheet that keeps track of all the recurring that's coming in every month. And folks, and I tell this not to impress you, but I want you to get that it's really cool to get up in the morning, look at that sheet and go, wow, that's coming in whether I work or not. And so you've got a couple of good things going on here. What I'm suggesting is that we do a couple of things that become, that helps us feed the machine. Because you've got a lower level and a middle level membership right now. And I've suggested we start looking at a higher level. That one will be like $19.97 a month. I'm teasing. Like no more than $97. And so with the memberships, one of the things we could do, you see below membership, the notion of a short-term membership. Now, you and I, Peg, are old enough to remember a cute little thing called Columbia House Records.
Absolutely.
You know, you get 10 albums for 11, 10 cents or 11 albums, no, 11 albums for a dollar. And then what a great deal. And then they send you one a month and you got to refuse it or you got to pay for it, which, you know, they're overpriced and it takes forever to get out of. Okay. my parents were ready to kill me in high school about that thing.
Yours and mine both. Yeah. For sure.
We probably knew each other. But anyway, I think because of that, some people are a little hesitant to get into a long-term membership. Now, I think it's a wise thing to do. Obviously, I have a few. One way around that resistance is to do a short-term membership. Okay? You could do a whole short-term membership of like 12 weeks, okay? All about connection and relationship. And you could come up with 12 subtopics of that in your sleep, right?
Yep.
And so with short-term memberships, I'm real big on service delivery time and service consumption time. Okay? Gone are the days where, you know, you have 87 videos and 200 PDFs and something. And so, you know, all you would need to do over these 12 weeks is have a video, short video, and a PDF with an assignment form. Okay? And that's it. So there's not a whole lot of service delivery time or service consumption time. The other cool thing about it, I'm reminded of one I did called Article Marketing for Beginners, and I launched it on a Thursday. And out of the 12 weeks, I had 3 done. So I knew I had to start creating more by the end of 3 weeks, right? Which I did pretty good on. Now, I'll confess that there were a couple Wednesday nights, because it launched on a Thursday morning, there were a couple Wednesday nights I was up pretty late, because that thing was getting mailed in a few hours. And so one of the strategies there is, let's say you've got a short term, okay? And I always suggest matching the short term price over 3 months, 3 months of payments with your membership, okay? So for you, it would be, okay, $27 a month for this short term membership. Turns out pretty nice. You're what is that? 60, 81 bucks. Not too bad. I think that's correct. You know, it's dangerous to do math in public. And then the strategy is that you price it the same price as your membership. So after folks have gotten real comfortable with paying you monthly, towards the end of that 12 weeks, you go, you know, you've been paying me, you know, $27 a month for 3 months. Let's just keep it going and you'll get all this. Right? Now, I see you furiously taking notes, and that's good. At the same time, I don't want you to miss anything, because you're going to get the podcast and the video of this like within 20 minutes after we're done, and you can send it out to all these good folks that have come to visit too. So, all right, now we need to feed the machine with the stuff below. Ebooks, master classes, or mini courses. Which one jumps out at you for a better fit for your audience?
If it can be a combination, I would say a mini course and ebooks.
Okay. All right. Why not? I mean, you could, you know what you could do is you can combine them and have a masterclass in an ebook.
And the ebook is the complement that they take with them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And we could even come up with a unique name for that. You know, ebook, mini course, there's a cool name in there somewhere. And if any of you out in the audience know it, please post it here in the chat. Now, you could do one of those ebook mini courses on connections. You could do it on relationships. Any of the things you teach would do just fine. With the invitation being, you know, now that we've done this, let's do this, okay? And the really cool thing is every one of these other on-ramps, ebooks up through short-term memberships, yay, there's Heshi. And thank you for the great compliment about the great info. All of these are on-ramps to your membership. And as you do them, there's a percentage of people that will go up to be in a membership. And I discovered that quite by accident. Summer of 07 or 08, I'm not sure which. I was coming back from Tom Antion's, my original mentors, trying to get from Virginia Beach to Atlanta because I had a preview call to do back in teleseminar days. How long ago that was. And I couldn't make it. I made it as far as Charlotte, North Carolina, or outside of Charlotte. And I get out and I set up all my stuff in the hotel room. And, you know, we're going to do the show because, I mean, hotel rooms easy. I did one in a rental car at a rest stop in Kansas once. That's a whole nother story. But I'm walking around the hotel room listening to the previous time I did this, making sure I don't miss anything for this new one. And you know how you congratulate somebody when they come on board, when you're making an offer. Well, all of a sudden I heard myself congratulating three people in a row. And I went, wait a minute. Every single one of those people are in my membership. Huh. And then I looked and did the math, and fully one third of those people in one of my courses were coming into the mastermind. I'm coming into the membership. And I'm like, cool. If I get 10, I'm getting 3 new members. If I get 100, I'm getting 33 new members. I like this math, you know, and then you want to make it better. And so, you know, you may eventually, you don't have to, because you've done the smart thing and started with low cost memberships. Okay. Do you know my buddy, Liz Wilcox?
I know who she is. Yep.
Do you know what she did over the summer?
What'd she do over the summer?
This is so crazy. She told everybody that she was taking the summer off to travel with her daughter. Okay. That part was true. Okay. What she didn't tell everybody and couldn't was that she was on Survivor. Okay. And wow. I was watching it last night. She's in the last 7. And it's really wild to watch. I know that person. I mean, I hadn't watched Survivor in about 10 years.
Right.
So I say all that to say this. She's got a $9 membership about email marketing. And she's got probably 5,000-6,000 members. And you know what her crazy goal is? She wants 100,000 members. Okay. You know, I think I could make it work it for $900K a month, couldn't you?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so all that to say, there's lots of things out there you can do, but you've started with what I think is the best thing, a membership. And, you know, you've got the $15 one, you've got the $27 one. Something to watch for is in both those memberships is what else are they asking for? What questions are they asking? What else might they need? And that can be your third level. And I really don't suggest going past the 3 levels of memberships, because that just gets people confused.
Right.
All right. You getting a glimpse of the future here?
I am.
All right. Remember I told you this would be the fastest 20 minutes ever?
Right.
We got about a couple minutes left. Any questions?
One of the names for the possible mini course ebook combination would be Min Ebook Course.
I like the play on words, wordsmith you. Min Ebook Course.
Anyway, we could call it, other people put stuff
in. You could also call it you know what it could be? It could be that. It could be a special e-course, enhanced e-course. Because you combine an ebook and e-course, some kind of e-course. I'm loving profitable e-course. We'll come up with it.
Well, Jeff, your zone of genius, I believe, is repurposing content and taking big articles like this one that I did for the Network Marketing Magazine,
right,
and chunking it down and parceling it into lots of different things. Can you touch on that just a little bit before we go?
Sure. You've got automatically, you've got 2 places to break it down. Okay. Connections and relationships. Okay. Now within each of those 2, you could talk about the 3 pillars of connection. You could talk about the 3 mistakes people make of connections. You could talk about the 3 myths, 3 secrets. And that could be, how often does your mastermind meet?
2x a month.
Okay. I just gave you 4 months worth of stuff.
Right.
Okay. And that's just with connection. You could do the same thing with relationships.
Relationships.
And then every, I'm sure there's subheadings under connection and subheadings under relationships, right?
Right.
And so each one of those is a training. And then, you know, keep track of that training. That could become its own course, some of the best out of there.
Right.
So yeah, you know, let's stay with the membership model and feeding it, and then we'll see. After the e-course. How about a mini e-course? That's close to what you were saying, mini e-course.
It was mini book course.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was trying too hard.
No, I like naming things that haven't been, you know? So it's a fun thing to do. It sets you apart. All right, Peg, fantastic job. Thank you for being here and bringing great stuff and being a great guest. Now, all you folks that are here because of Peg, I want to give you a special link in the chat right now. Okay. And it's how you can get a content profit seat just like this. Okay. You see how they work. And I hope you've been thinking two things. How can I use this in my business? And second thing is, how can I get Jeff to do for me what he just did for Peg? And here comes the link at you, jeffherring.com/guest. jeffherring.com/guest. And there's StreamYard putting it out there. There's YouTube putting it out there. Thank you, guys. And so when you get there, you'll have three choices. You can do one free. That's, you'll get all of this stuff. The next level up, I'll do an outline of the course of the product we decided to create. And in the higher level, I'll create that course for you. Okay. So that's all on that page at jeffherring.com/guest. And Peg, I always have to watch myself because I want to say any last words. And what I mean to say is any final words.
So for the M3 folks, we're going to take a 10-15 minute break, and then I'll meet you at our regular Zoom room at about 20 of 12. So take a break, go, you know, get something to eat, whatever you want to do. And I'll meet you at the regular Duchess Zoom link in about 15 or 20 minutes. I'm so happy to have introduced you to Jeff Herring. He's a master genius at repurposing content. And he's the one that introduced me to Medium. And we'll talk about that a little more in the other room. So thanks for being here. I appreciate you. And more y'all to come. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jeff.
My pleasure. Y'all go have a good group. And we'll catch you next time on episode 141. And until then, y'all know what to do. Go use this stuff. And Peg will talk a few minutes when we're done here.